Made in America by Bill Bryson. Read by William Roberts.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Introduction. In the 1940s, a British traveller to Anholt, a small island 50 miles out in the Kattegat Strait between Denmark and Sweden, noticed that the island children sang a piece of doggerel that was clearly nonsense to them. It went, Jack og Jill went up the hill, og Jill come tumbling after. The ditty, it turned out, had been brought to the island by occupying British soldiers during the Napoleonic Wars, and had been handed down from generation to generation of children for 130 years, even though the words meant nothing to them. In London, this small discovery was received with interest by a couple named Peter and Iona Opie. The Opies had dedicated their lives to the scholarly pursuit of nursery rhymes. No one had put more effort into investigating the history and distribution of these durable but largely uncelebrated components of childhood life. Something that had long puzzled the Opies was the curious fate of a rhyme called Brow Bender. Once as popular as Humpty Dumpty and Hickory Dickory Dock, it was routinely included in children's nursery books up until the late 18th century, but then it quietly and mysteriously vanished. It had not been recorded in print anywhere since 1788. Then one night, as the Opie's nanny was tucking their children into bed, they overheard her reciting a nursery rhyme to them.